in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Tuesday, July the 15th, 2008 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Log on and bookmark it today. My name is William Roberts, and if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Today, we will be joined by a very special guest, a wonderful friend of mine, the founder of Freedom Advocates, and the man and voice behind the former Freedom 21 Santa Cruz radio show that many of you will recall was broadcast and simulcast right here over the Republic Broadcasting Network. Through his many radio addresses, public speaking engagements, and publications and website, many thousands of Americans have become aware of the corrosive nature of the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program of Action for the 21st Century. A tireless worker in this epic struggle for self-determination and the ownership of one's use of one's personal private property and the freedom bequeathed to us by the founders of our great nation, it is both an honor and a joy to welcome my good friend Michael Shaw as we become vocal local. Good morning, Michael. Are you with me?
I sure am, Will. It's great to hear your show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just had an absolute joy sitting down typing up an introduction for you because you really are one of the most unique people that I have ever had the opportunity to make the acquaintance of. And today, the first break cycle here, Mike, is rather short. And so what I thought we'd do just to start out the broadcast would be to talk a little bit about Freedom Advocates, your website, some of the things that you have there, the pamphlets and other materials, and then a brief talk a little bit, if we can have the time in this first break, about the conference that's coming up. We just had a really long, nice plug on the previous broadcast, but let's go into that just a couple of minutes so that we don't get interrupted as we go into the bigger topic for today.
Sounds wonderful. Well, Freedom Advocates is a organization that is based in Santa Cruz, California. Now, Santa Cruz is a very unique place. People used to laugh at it, except that it is about as pretty and wonderfully climated a spot as exists anywhere in the continental United States. We're on the central coast of California, and globalist interests took over this county back in the 70s. You know, the bumper sticker that reigned here for a decade and a half at least, was Think Global, Act Local. So we've been a victim of this sustainable development policy, which is running rampant throughout the country now, for a long time. So in the early part of this decade, it just got to where enough of us just began to really smell a skunk. And so we began putting in immense amounts of time in researching and coming to understand this globalist movement, sustainable development. So the net result of that was we formed an organization called Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. That's the radio name that you referred to in your introduction. But as it grew more and more, we became convinced that we need to take our message of what's happened to Santa Cruz and bring it across the country. Because the same program that afflicted us is now in every county in this country.
So would it be fair, Michael, then, to say that in the very beginning you decided to become vocal local, and after you became vocal local, all of the rest of this has transpired and opened up? And, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to take action where you are. Listen today and listen very carefully because Michael has an interesting story and understands Agenda 21 and sustainable development better than anyone else that I know. We'll be back after this quick commercial intermission.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th, that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
We're back here on Become Vocal Local. For those of you that have just joined us after the top of the hour break, my name is William Roberts, and today I'm interviewing Michael Shaw, Freedom Advocates, and we do welcome your comments and your questions that you might have about Agenda 21, but please hold your calls until I ask for them. The RBN listener call-in line is 1-800-313-9443, and your calls are welcome. Now, as you know, Michael, and certainly far better than most, Agenda 21 is such a broadly sweeping global initiative that it almost defies definition and exists far beyond the comprehension of most people. In the things that the various books, booklets, and DVDs and CDs that you have available on Freedom Advocates, you've been able to put this into almost a bite-sized, palatable presentation. And I would really appreciate it for our audience here on Become Vocal Local if you just kind of walk through the process, the steps that you generally use to explain just what is sustainable development and why we need to be aware of it.
Well, sustainable development is a global action plan to be undertaken by local governments throughout the world. It originates with the United Nations, and yet the real power behind it is the political process within the United States. Now, sustainable policies are happening everywhere, but it's an easy thing for it to happen in all other countries in the world. That's because no other country is run by a constitution the likes of ours. Great Britain hasn't got a constitution, so it's easy to make the kinds of changes designed by the globalists in a country like Great Britain. It's become remarkably easy in Australia. The large state of Australia, Queensland, has already fall into the essentially total globalist control over private property. But what's necessary is for people to get a broad picture. So that's what our pamphlets do. Our core pamphlet is a 22-page pamphlet-sized, bold-faced-type document called Understanding Sustainable Development. Now, it's a well-footnoted and well-distributed pamphlet across the country and into other English-speaking countries, actually. But it will give one a 20-minute read that can really summarize the nature of sustainable development. We have a pamphlet that's coming out in the next week or 10 days. It's a longer pamphlet, an easier read. It's called Sustainable Development Action Plans. And one can find from a review of that pamphlet a nice broad-based perspective of how sustainable development is really advancing in your community. And these pamphlets are, you know, a couple dollars a piece, and in bulk you can get good deals on them. And in the communities where they have circulated, an awakening, a general awakening, is happening to the processes of sustainable development.
Well, I can certainly attest to that, Michael, because here in Southwest Missouri, when I first became aware of these and started getting them from you, I was the first, I think, in this part of the country to actually be talking on the local level about sustainable development and Agenda 21. And I don't know how many hundred we've put out into this area, but at our Ozark Property Rights Congress meetings and wherever we go at the fairs and things like that, we distribute these and have them available. And the general awareness, the consciousness level, is 100 times higher now about this than it ever was before. So we thank you for those, and I look forward to seeing the new one as well.
Well, we'll be real happy to circulate it. Now, people can get our information by going to freedomadvocates.org. Easy enough on the web. People in this community working with myself and others have put together an organization that were cornerstoned by the works of our website. And you'll just find lots of information in article form, pamphlet form, much audio, and video as well, that will bring the message about sustainable development, how it comes up, how it arises in your community and implements, what its goals are, and what kinds of ideas you need to consider to begin to slow the process down in your county. Without that, boy, we're on a fast track to globalism. What that really means is that the idea that each of us is born with unalienable rights goes away. Mankind's greatest achievement, the recognition of unalienable rights, will be gone from the human experience. And when that happens, the whole world is set for a deep fall, because it's been the American ideal that's held the world up for several centuries. And as we begin to decay in our own knowledge of what we are, we find ourselves on the verge of destruction. When government doesn't acknowledge the unalienable right of every individual to life, liberty, and property, when that is no longer the cornerstone of a governmental operation, then human beings will be set for a very bad course.
One of the things, Michael, that I have emphasized repeatedly is the concept that without this bundle, let's say, this higher law, this, the natural law, the overarching law that we recognize and that Sir Edward Coke wrote in his commentaries on Littleton as being etched on the heart of man with the very finger of God, without this concept of an overarching higher law, we are just really subject to any kind of propaganda that might come down along the way, and our children really have no compass in life at all, would they?
Well, I think that really exposes the kind of depth of the philosophy that's under attack. Because, of course, you're exactly right, and the sources you reference are the models for us all, and that is what our children ought to be understanding coming out of a school system. but they're not understanding that. That's one of the big, one of the three cornerstones of sustainable development, which is to assure that all children are raised with a new global worldview. And that includes a worldview that disavows the American heritage, and in particular, the nature of the unalienable rights and the natural law that has directed this nation from its inception, but increasingly waning over a multi-generational period. But today, we're on the verge of destruction.
Throughout the Agenda 21 document, this, and it is a book, folks, you can get this book and hold it in your hand and read it, study it. You'll have to read through it several times. As I've said in the past, it almost tries to force you out of itself. But
we carry that at Freedom 21 or at Freedom Advocates, so one can again go to our website for that document.
You can get the actual book from your website now.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, throughout the document, it talks about women, children, and indigenous people, and it's this empowerment and this major focus on those three aspects of society that most of this globalist propaganda is being directed. And, of course, that just destroys the family and leaves the man kind of helpless, trapped as a prisoner in his own home. Would you agree with that, Michael, or is that a little too strong?
Well, I think in practice people are going to think that's too strong, because there are many of us who adhere to those virtues regardless of the fact that we see it crumbling around us, not with every family, not with everybody that lives on your street, but certainly as you look at a broader community. It may be on your street that you find that the family decays, the commitment and understanding to what are the responsibilities of a free people change. The dependency is on a rise. We find all kinds of government programs that seduce people to that. And that's not an accident. That is part of the philosophical takedown that leads to the creation of what George Bush Sr. called a New World Order. And by that, he's referring to a one-world government, set on a common set of philosophical principles. You'll find these set out in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Now, it's interesting, the Republican Party has membership in an international organization called the International Democrat Union. It's comprised of the center parties. There are 80 of them around the country, and the GOP leads it. The purpose of the International Democrat Union, in their own statement, the purpose is for the universal adaptation of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. Well, that comes at the expense of the Declaration of Independence. There is no reason, in my mind, anyone should be voting for a Republican, except the support of Ron Paul that does offer some hope. But the point here is that we're being taken down by our political institutions, our large multinational corporations, this path that they call sustainable development. Every American needs to understand what it is. In short, it is the direct opposite of the American Declaration of Independence. There are no unalienable rights. There are no rights, period. It says in Article 29, Section 3, again supported by the Republican Party. It says that in no case shall the rights and freedoms be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So the guy is standing behind the black curtain, pull the chains, and the world's population reacts. People need to understand that the sister document to the United Nations Agenda 21 plan, or known as Sustainable Development, is a document that calls for the reduction of human population to 1 billion.
The population control agenda, folks. We're going to take this quick break. We'll come back right back with Michael Shaw. Your calls are welcome at 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Back here on Become Vocal Local, and reading from Michael's wonderful booklet here, The Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, A Guide for Public Officials, on page 4, it says, known around the world simply as Agenda 21, this initiative is, quote, a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which human impacts on the environment, close quote. And on Become Vocal Local, Michael, we like to say that as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking this globalist agenda right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states. And so when we think about implementing sustainable development, let's go through that process that where you describe this idea that is found in Chapter 8 of Agenda 21, the three E's.
Well, the three E's is exactly what during the break I thought we should cover. The three E's are a symbol used to display the real agenda of the global to local action plan coming out of the U.S. and the U.N. And before I do, let me just say that this is not something the U.N. is imposing upon us. You know, the U.S. runs the U.N. It is coming out of the Democrat and Republican administrations. It doesn't matter who is elected. Agenda 21 will continue. Both parties are committed to it. But the symbol used by globalists for their sustainable development program is what they call the 3E symbol. Imagine three interconnected circles, each with a word beginning with E. First word is equity, second word is economy, and third word is environment. Now, what they mean by equity is this. It means to restructure human nature. Like communism, it is a system of social justice that works to abolish the American concept of equal justice. We need to come to understand the difference between those two systems. But the purpose is to pursue this globalist ideal of common good. Now, listeners should realize the pursuit of a centrally, that's globally determined common good requires a police state to suppress individual freedoms. One can take that reality of their goal and their program to begin to question the nature of the crises that we have around the world today. What causes these crises? The second E is economy. Economy of sustainable development relies on Fabian socialist economics. Now, Fabian socialism is like Italian fascism because it relies on businesses that want the protection of government's legal force and government that wants the power of business. Today we call that public-private partnership. It used to be called fascism. Now, sustainable development also, under the economic E, redefines free trade. I mean, centralized global trade freely crossing America's borders. This affects an international redistribution of American financial and natural resources. Now, what makes this happen is what's called non-governmental organizations. Now, an NGO is accredited by the United Nations as a bridge to transform the American economic system. So, sustainable developers were to destroy free enterprise and abolish private property, step by step. Now, the third E, and this is the one that sucks the American people in, because, you know, how can they accept a communist system of justice and a fascist system of economics and justify? Well, the third E is the justification. We are saving the environment. Well, sustainable development has nothing to do with the environment. The environment is the cover for an old game combined at its worst, run by a group of globalist multinational corporations, political players, and at the core of the core, globalist bankers, who seek the establishment of a one-world government devoid of the principles of unalienable rights.
And so this three E's process then really is I like to think of it in the terms of pluralism, by creating and sanctioning and empowering hundreds of splinter groups and delegating to the lowest common denominator authority for implementation and comprehensive planning. We can do basically an end run on not only our United States Constitution, but also on the Constitution of each of the several states, and basically take an end run around the county governments as well.
Well, the county governments increasingly, I mean, in Santa Cruz it was simple. The county governments were elected to rubber stamp the process, they call it the consensus process, the process that comes out from and directed by these NGOs. So it's not as though the NGOs have taken over government, but they've taken over the political parties. And if you want to, if you're in government and you want to stay there, you just blindly sign on to these agreements. Every governor in the United States has signed on to the principles of sustainable development.
That's absolutely true. I've seen it time and time again in the little blurbs that the governors put out, Matt Blunt here in Missouri, in the newspapers, their press releases. And they're always filled with and larded with the terms best practices or smart growth or something along that line. Folks, we do need to understand the dialogue here and understand the dialectic process. And when we come back from this break, again, your calls will be welcome. It's 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us with Michael Shaw.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
And we're back, folks, right here on Become Vocal Local. And as we were going into the break, we were talking a little bit about the environment and kind of a twisted understanding of it. As I read through this Agenda 21, Michael, my idea about environment in the eyes of the United Nations global cadre of super social scientist planners, it looks to me more that we're really in the process of inventorying and allocating and capitalizing and taxing the natural resources, much more concerned than actually preserving, protecting, or enhancing them. What is your take on that?
Oh, I think that's perfectly expressed. I'd add one important action, though, and that is that they're working to create shortages in order to have the crisis necessary for them to decree themselves in total control. That's why in states like California, our water resources are actually being taken from us in order to create the water shortage. The World Bank called for a global policy of 10 gallons of water per person per day. The average American uses about 140. And so California is taking the lead by creating water problems, cutting off our supply, not expanding the supply, notwithstanding the fact the state expects to grow by over 15 million people over the next decade or 15 years. So we've got to begin to pay attention to how they're doing it. They create the crisis in order to cause the shortage. And we can see that in resource after resource. Now, you can't drill for oil, and you end up with not enough oil. It creates the crisis, ultimately precipitates the risk precipitating, and they can control it if they want. They, meaning the globalist banking institutions. Massive depression in the United States. They own the dollar, and they can do with it what they will.
And they denominate it the way they desire, too. Today, I think it's denominated largely in the barrel of oil.
That's right, and it's certainly rocking the strength of the dollar. But the dollar is only as strong as its makers, those who take it out of thin air and loan money out into society. That's what the Federal Reserve does. It makes it out of thin air, globalist bankers who don't even tell us who they are, and then circulate it out into the public as debt. They either loan it to the government or they loan it to business.
Well, let's talk about that. Every time that we reach out for federal and state and international community grants and aid, I like to say that the handcuffs of control come on. But through these various stakeholders and regional water boards and planning commissions and whatnot, they're driven in a large part by this created out of thin air free money that just seems to exhilarate the local grant writers and condemn the people to perpetual enslavement and poverty.
Well, to a system that we haven't seen today. You know, we've lived the benefits of this funny money that can be created at will, but there's a price to be paid, and that price is not far around the corner, it would appear to me. You can never predict because they're in control. But the reality is we, our board of supervisors, a woman named Jan Butte, she's been on the board for 20-some years. She told me, Michael, we have to do these programs. It's the federal money that comes. So for a dime today, to make her look good as an elected official, this is typical of all Republican and Democrat, all elected officials that I can think of today, Ron Paul maybe being accepted, is that they look for that free lunch in order to say, aren't we delivering great services?
We really have our constituents in mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're enslaving us to this system that is designed to be busted. And that's why so many of the advertisers on Republic Broadcasting are so refreshing, because individuals do need to take preparation. Get yourself out of debt, at least out of the silly debt, you know, and get yourself prepared for a circumstance where the U.S. dollar isn't valuable.
Worthless. Get a wheelbarrow, folks. You can eat a bread box, too. The idea of this regional councils of government as being an intermediary between the international community, the federal government, and the local county councils and county commissions has troubled me for a long time, because they seem, typically the ones that I've researched, they're nonprofit corporations. They derive portions of their money from a tithe or a due paid to them by the counties, and then they receive a percentage of the money that passes through their hands. But they have a process, Michael, called it's the call window, where they put out a call, a loan call, then go around and drum up support and interest in these various dollars that are available. And with those dollars, always there's this list of basically demands or commands, things that people need to do if you want this money, whether it might be a downtown revitalization program, a brownfield restoration, some kind of a local water or sewer expansion, etc. This money is available on a prorated basis, where the counties only have to put up 10% or 15%, and then the other 90% of this free money just comes trickling in. But that's really, in my opinion, especially for here in the rural area, it's reprehensible on our part to accept that money, because surely when you only have to give 10% down and the other 90% comes as a freebie, then in effect we're just stealing from larger population areas.
Well, that's true, but I think California, Santa Cruz, certainly is able to steal from the rest of America. The reality is that that's why the government is spending hundreds of billions of dollars more per year than it takes in collections. It's just funny money that's created out of thin air. It is bound to bust. Can't tell when. Hope it doesn't happen. But all through history, fiat money has imploded. No exceptions.
But when, one of the things about it, Michael, is that it's collateralized. There are people that have bought these debt notes, these instruments, and, you know, at some point in time, they're going to need to call in their debt. When you look at the wildlands map and try and that Michael Kaufman produced and his group, when I look at that and we start talking about how much land is going to revert to wild areas, to me it just looks like trading our debt instruments for a stake, a property ownership or a property share of our nation.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Now, these things aren't said by you and I to people in order to scare them. You know, but if you've got cancer, you want to know it because you might be able to prevent it from killing you. And that's where we're sitting as a society. We've got cancer. We need to know what our risks are. We need to hear about the monetary system. We need to hear about the corrupt system of centralized control that comes right down to our local communities. And for a dime today, they sell out the citizenry and they sell out the idea of unalienable rights. Not even knowing oftentimes what they're doing, but they're being good, loyal Democrats or good, loyal Republicans, or they're being, gee, really true to their community because they just grabbed X millions of dollars from the federal government.
I agree. I think really one of the most fundamental problems that we have is the two-party system, which was never addressed by Madison when he was writing the Federalist 10 or by any of the other founders, and it's not in any of our constitutions. It's kind of a baggage that we brought along from England with their concept of the Tories, the highwaymen, the Tories, and the Whigs. But we now have it very, very firmly lodged in this country all the way down to the statutes that control the election laws. So in this process of looking at solutions, at how to get out of this disease, how to cure this super social disease, if you will. One of the things that you focused on in the guide, and it's something that you and I have talked about quite often, and that is the concept of getting back and going down and re-educating. I don't like the word. That sounds like dog training too much to me, but reconnecting with the children and our youth. And I think that even in the Ron Paul campaign, a great number of young people, high school and early in the college age, because of their access and familiarity with the computer, they started to see the big picture and came out. So, well, let's talk a little bit about what we can do with those that are in the 18 to 35-year-old range that we might be able to invigorate and support their efforts that when they're trying to restore our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government.
Well, I think people in that age need to take study and consideration of the concept of unalienable rights. Many have never even heard the term. You know, most haven't read the Declaration of Independence. And so the heritage has been cut off, and it seems to me that it's a person-by-person mission to make sure that those you're close to, and gee, it's sometimes easier to do it in a group where people might not even know you. But communicate, school board meetings and other places, how invaluable the notion of the teaching of unalienable rights are. You know, if you know teachers, I mean, teachers, once that classroom door closes, they can teach what they want to teach. Now, they're told what to teach, but they can teach what they know ought to be taught. And giving a seventh grader an idea of the nature of unalienable rights is necessary. So every seventh grade teacher out there who's not having their children understand that is really throwing away their country.
So perhaps one of the places, Michael, that we might focus more of our attention as we begin to become vocal, local, and build our local precinct groups and working in our counties, that we might want to be sure to include in the circle of communication and information those that are actively at work in our school districts.
I think that might be a good course. I mean, causing people to understand what's happening in the school systems. The people at EdWatch in Minnesota are excellent. Michael Chapman, in particular, is excellent at communicating this stuff. upon knowing what's going on in the school system to either first not get your children out of the school system and working diligently to give information to the school board and to parents in the school about the nature of federal education programs and what they're designed to do and how we're really training. The second pillar of sustainable development is to create an educational force where children are prepared for their new global citizen role.
Absolutely.
That is the purpose of our government schools today. So we got to get our own children out, mind you. And secondly, we've got to bring to that school system a local awareness of what's important to parents. And having our children taught and having our friends' children taught about the nature of their global citizenship responsibility without learning about the American principles of individual liberty and equal justice, without knowing what unalienable rights are, well, we're dooming ourselves. So it's grabbing from the local level control over your schools. I think that's something that has been hit upon over several decades. But when you understand sustainable development, you will have a compelling reason to actually take action.
And do it quickly. We have a call. Michael, would you like to take a call?
Sure.
All right, Carrie, would you bring up our caller? Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Alan from Texas.
Alan from Texas. Thanks for joining us today. Do you have a question for Michael?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank him.
All right.
I've been to his website, and I've seen a lot of his work. And my question is they talk, it doesn't matter whether it's a school board or county commissioners or a local city mayor, they have a system where they come up with a consensus, okay, and they freeze out anybody that wants to talk about it reasonably. There's got to be some skill, some way where we can stop that. One of the ways they do it is they limit you to only 3 minutes of talking. Well, you can hardly develop a thought within 3 minutes. And this is one of the ways they keep other people from being informed in those meetings, and they maintain the control. They usually have a straw man out in the crowd that helps them. There's got to be some way to beat this group so that people can see the whole picture.
Let's give Michael a chance to respond to that. What I'm hearing, Michael, is that we're talking about the facilitated consensus meeting process. So maybe you could elaborate on that and point Alan in the right directions on the website and other sources where he might learn more about how to defeat that system.
Well, defeating it can be done, but it's intense, and it has to be done over and over and over and over again. So you can adopt a strategy to learn the process and learn how to beat it, and then have an army of people who are out at these meetings defeating it all the time, and that's good defensive warfare, because I guarantee you, facilitated consensus is warfare on individual liberty.
Exactly.
It's highly organized. It has been practiced around the world. It has been perfected. The facilitators are highly trained at universities in this country. So it can be defeated. But you can also just recognize it.
Okay.
And then once you recognize it, you can work outside, you know, their wrestling rink. And you can begin to develop people in the community who understand it. And I don't think systems have developed far enough, but it seems natural to me that once you've done that, then the citizenry, for the first time in a long time, can take control of the electoral process. And people who understand sustainable development and who know of its core evil will become being elected. And once at the local level, people who understand sustainable development become elected, they will be on a flee for the coastlines.
So we're really, there's two different solutions that are being proposed here that I'm hearing, Alan and Michael. One of them is to recognize that when you go inside of one of these meetings, when you see the tables and the flip charts, et cetera, and you're divided into groups and you're seated so that you're lower than the speaker and the facilitator, realize that you're in that group and then work with it however you might. But on the other side of the coin is to get outside of that system and begin to work your magic in the local arena, going through your county committees, and become that elected official that would then act accountably. We've got a break coming up. Thank you for your call, Alan. We'll come back after this three-minute intermission, and we'll continue with our special guest, Michael Shaw. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
And we're back, folks. Right here on Become Vocal Local. And Michael, this is only about a 4.5 minute segment. So before the time gets away from us, I'll just thank you so much for coming and joining us today. And I hope you will come back and continue this topic on other segments with us. Why don't you take a minute and just let the audience know again about your website and the conference that's coming up and any closing comments that you might have?
All right. The website is freedomadvocates.org. And, when you're there, you'll get plenty of types of materials, from articles to pamphlets to audio productions to video productions. You'll get PowerPoint demonstrations and all kinds of information that'll help you link the dots, hopefully even in your own community, as you watch the newspaper and begin to see with more clarity what's going on in your community. And so that's our purpose. I mean, we knew Santa Cruz was a leader in the pack here, and we wanted to take the example and put it out to the public across the country so that people could see what was happening or was about to happen in their community. Today I can say it's happening everywhere. I mean, callers about facilitated consensus could be found, I think, in every county in America today.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the cute little programs that the social scientists working with globalists have arranged to begin to transform the nature of the American political economic experience. And the result of all that is that when there's unlimited control over political economics, well, they take control over religious thought and even the question of who lives and who doesn't. Unlimited government is what American forefathers fought against. They won, and we're about ready to lose it.
And an unlimited government like this, especially a government that is global in nature, folks, one of the most damning things about it is that there is no redress of grievance. There's nowhere to go to voice your concerns. And that's what Become Vocal Local is all about. We work and lay out information that you can use in your community, tools, if you will, from the toolbox. And there's so many tools on the freedomadvocates.org website, folks, that you can access, download, obtain copies of. You can buy material right directly from there. You can download and listen to information there. And now, if you could, Michael, tell us a little bit about this conference that's coming up down in Dallas on the 24th through the 26th.
Well, Freedom 21, which is an organization based in Tennessee, headed up by Henry Lamb, is an organization designed to bring attention to and understanding of sustainable development. And the annual conference this year will be held in Dallas, Texas, Addison, I think a suburb called Addison. And you can get information by going to freedom21.org. And all the information and the list of speakers, Ron Barr will be there. Ron Paul had been scheduled. I'm not sure that he can still make that. But there's a great list of speakers. I'll be speaking second up the first day, and followed by Michael Kaufman and Michael Chapman. The three of us are in essence reproducing our 4-year-old disc called Liberty or Sustainable Development. It'll be a nice shortened version of that, a longer disc, and updated to 2008 so that people get a good impression of what sustainable development is all about. It'll be a great conference, a lot of good speakers, focused on the globalist takeover of America.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. We're out of time, and listeners, I have to tell you that if you will be just simply become vocal local and take action right where you are and begin today, I thank you for listening. And this has been with Become Vocal Local with Michael Shaw. And until the next time, good afternoon.